They do it in Spain. They do it in Portugal. They even do it in Italy. But New England? The tradition of finishing pork with acorns is a beloved European practice. And if Jennifer Milikowski, owner of Walden Hill in Massachusetts, has it her way, it's going to become an American tradition too. Correspondent David Leet talked to Jennifer about the benefits of acorn-fed heritage pork in both taste and in environmental impact.
Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here.
So, talking about acorn-fed pork, that's very much a European tradition. I was very drawn to it because they do that in Portugal and Spain, and I think also Italy. Now, what was it that gave you the idea to bring this tradition here to America and especially New England?
Yeah, you're right. It is a European tradition. It actually started by looking at what we had here in New England. Mm-hmm. We have incredible oak hickory forests.
Right.
And so they produce amazing tree nuts. And once I started realizing that we had this incredible abundance of acorns, and once you start looking into acorns and what you can do with them, you very quickly make the connection to this European tradition of feeding them to pigs and producing an incredible product from it.
What is the difference between acorn-fed pork and regular pork?
The quality of the meat and the flavor of the meat has a lot to do with what that animal is eating. Mm-hmm. Because acorns are quite fatty and they have this nutty, rich fat that these pigs are then consuming, that finished product becomes not just flavorful in the meat, but also incredibly flavorful in the fat. And so that fat is slightly sweeter, it's nuttier, earthier, and people actually talk about acorn-fed pork melting in your mouth. And that's because the fat of the acorns is actually lowering that melting point of that fat. So it's not just a statement that people are making, it's actual reality that at room temperature, that fat will be much looser and it will really seep into that flavor of the meat much more while cooking. And so your finished product just has a lot more flavor throughout.
Now in Europe, at least in Portugal where I saw it and also in Spain, the pigs are just allowed to roam free and do whatever they want and eat as many acorns as they want. What are some of the challenges here? You can't have pigs just running through the Connecticut forests, can you?
Yeah, you're right. In Europe, they let them roam around. And that works for that system because these forests and these pigs have sort of co-evolved over centuries. That's not the case for New England. In fact, in many parts of this country, there's incredible damage that comes from invasive wild hogs. So we have to be careful about sensitive ecosystems. And so rather than having our pigs roam New England forests, instead we work with incredible New England small family farms who are doing things really well, but feeding them more traditional pig feed. And so we partner with them and we harvest thousands of pounds of acorns from forests and native oak trees in the area, and we bring them to the pigs so that the pigs can still have a great life and be treated really well, but they're not in the forest causing damage on this large scale.
One of the things you told me that I was utterly fascinated by is this isn't just something you do in the forest or in farms. This is also a suburban and an urban effort on yours, right?
Yes, it is. It's something that actually I didn't even anticipate starting off, but I've really enjoyed as it's evolved to become a rural, suburban, and urban activity. There's an incredible opportunity to better connect people with our native landscapes and our local food system. Mm-hmm. And so not only are we collecting these nuts from sort of large, widespread forests, but we're also collecting nuts from homeowners who live in more suburban or urban environments and encouraging them to keep their native trees intact and preserving and protecting them. And many people actually currently think of acorns as a nuisance. I've spoken to hundreds of landowners across the region already this fall, and I've heard so many stories from people telling me that they were going to cut down their oak trees.
And these are big, old, gorgeous oak trees.
Oh, yes, absolutely. With a lot of great attributes and a lot of importance from, a public health standpoint, from a native wildlife standpoint. And so by collecting and you know, there's no way we could ever collect all of the acorns, but by collecting some of them and putting them to good use, it really changes the mindset of these homeowners. And that's been really exciting to see. They're not just excited that there's monetary value, but they're just excited that there's inherent value to put these to better use.
And you are centered in New England at the moment, but what are your plans for the future?
Yeah, so we really want to apply our model more broadly, both with types of foods that we're producing and in the regions that we're operating in. There's a lot of untapped potential to create a more sustainable food system, but it's changing a system that's very big and very ingrained in our culture, so it will take time. But we really hope that region by region, we can look at those natural landscapes and figure out what system makes sense there. It's not about necessarily growing the food that we want everywhere. It's about growing the food that makes sense, and we can take the time to produce really incredible products if we do that.
Jennifer, it was so great to talk to you again. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jennifer Milikowski is the owner of Walden Hill Farm. David Leet is the publisher of the website Leet's Culinaria, lccooks.com. Now check out our recipe for Yucatan pork in banana leaves. I cannot tell you what perfect party food this is.